So it's like we see the same thing happening. Why is all the sterilization taking place in non-white countries? Mm. We have to start asking ourselves these questions. And a rapper is not the cause of this. A rapper's not doing this. We have, okay, in Planned Parenthood, let's go back a little bit. Planned Parenthood, before it was called Planned Parenthood, it was called the Birth Control League.
Mm.
And its founder was Margaret Sanger.
Right.
All right. Margaret Sanger was a proponent of eugenics.
Mm.
All right. The eugenics movement in America sterilized over 67,000 black youth in public schools when they failed a bias test, a test that was designed for them, a standardized test, like No Child Left Behind. They failed this standardized test, and they were sterilized for failing the test. This was Margaret Sanger and them's movement, the eugenics movement and all of that, the Human Betterment League, and Prescott Sheldon Bush, the grandfather of your George W. Bush, was the director of the Birth Control League.
Mm. Wow.
When Hitler was sterilizing the Jews in Germany, he got all his precepts for what he was doing from the American eugenics movement.
Yeah, I read about
these are the things that never come out.
Right.
Unless you study history, unless you read the books, you study the history, you'll see that Hitler and his crew made visits. Well, he sent his scientists here. He sent his guys here to learn from Margaret Sanger's group.
Mm.
This is why in 1944, when the Nuremberg trial took place, their atrocities towards Jewish people came to light, and that put the eugenics movement in America under a negative light. So the Birth Control League changed its name to Planned Parenthood.
And now they get help from the federal government.
Right. In the federal government always was, you know, doing this international sterilization thing through USAID, which, you know, I don't know if they still have that office, but they did. You know, we have to look at the causative factors and not, you know, these frivolous things that are serve as distractions to the real issues. You know, we have serious issues. We have a prison industrial complex out here that's targeting non-white communities. I mean, targeting you. 60% of America's prisoners are nonviolent offenders. Mm. Nonviolent.
Right.
But when you put them in this prison with real violent offenders, they become violent.
Right.
You know what I mean? They have to survive in that environment.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we over here regulating, we have a system that's regulating drug use here. You know, we have marijuana is illegal, cocaine, so on and so forth, controlled deadly substances. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have all this violence around the drug trade in America, especially in our communities. Well, not especially, but in our communities in particular. That's my concern.
Right.
You know, we have the gangsters fighting over territory or whatever. You know, but we had this before in America. But the backdrop then was white America.
Right.
With the prohibition of alcohol.
Right.
Where alcohol was the illegal substance. The white kids were hanging on the side of cars driving by with machine guns, killing each other.
Wow.
Shooting up their neighborhoods, killing their killed children. You know, and they did something about it. They legalized it.
Right.
They legalized it to take the violent element out of it. And as a result, they made legitimate businessmen out of gangsters.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The Bronfman family, Edgar Bronfman and them that own Seagram's. Now they own one of the biggest record companies in the world. You know what I mean? As well. You know, so it's like we have to really pay attention to what's happening out here. You know, drugs, that's consensual adult activity.
Right.
Period. Period. Yeah. And when you look at it, and when you really look at the statistics and you look at the numbers, get right down to it, as I point out in my book that's coming out the end of summer. Hopefully it'll be out the end of summer. It's called 3/5 an MC, The Manufacturing of a Dumbed Down Rapper.
Hmm.
And I go in on this, you know, this whole drug thing. You know, in 2006, you know, the deaths by controlled deadly substance were at 17,000 deaths. That included cocaine, heroin, crystal methamphetamines, crack, and marijuana. No, not marijuana. That didn't include marijuana.
Uh-huh.
But it was 17,000 for the controlled deadly substances. For alcohol, it was 142,000.
Hmm. Wow.
And alcohol is legal, though.
Right. So right. More.
Right.
More deaths.
And more deaths. You know, is it more deaths because it's legal? Is it more deaths because it's legal, or is it more deaths because it's more deadly?
More deadly.
Which one?
More deadly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and that's what we really have to look at. You know what I mean? Because when we get right down to it, in marijuana in that same year was zero deaths.
Right. Wow.
Zero deaths associated.
I want to let people know who on the phone line. They might just be tuning in. Wise, Intelligent, Poor Rights of Teachers has a new CD out. We just played the song Illuminati. This ain't the rapper type hip hop artist you see getting interviews on TV, Coco. Because I ain't throwing no names out there, but you hear a rapper, generally they don't sound as articulate. They talking about, you know, what bling they got in.
Yeah, they got that Ebonics, talking Ebonics.
This brother right here, for another hand, is old school, though. Because we can get KRS-One on.
Yeah.
Chuck going to say the same thing, Chuck D. It's like you guys were trained before y'all got behind the mic or something. You learned something.
You know, the thing is, you know, and that's what I mean by how mainstream creates the perception that the younger rapper today, you know, is not political, or he's not, you know, putting out socially relative material. Because we have rappers that are out now that came out recently, you know, as politically astute as any politicians in my neighborhood. Like, for instance, we have Immortal Technique. Immortal Technique is constantly on a political bent. He's always up to date and up to speed with what's going on with the people and how it's affecting them and what we can do to mobilize against potential threats to our right, basic human right to live. You know, you have Immortal Technique, you have Dead Prez, you have even Lupe Fiasco.
Oh man,
Lupe
I love
Fiasco
it.
Is a yeah, very thorough yeah, brother. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, it's a lot of brothers. Jasiri X from Pittsburgh.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot of brothers right now who are able to articulate themselves and the crisis.
Right.
You know, and present not just the problem but solutions as well. You know, it's a lot of brothers. It's just that mainstream is not playing them. NY Oil from out of New York is another brother. You know, Hakeem Green is another brother. You know, it's just a lot of brothers, you know, that are doing it, but mainstream is just not putting it out there. You know, they're not interviewing these brothers.
Right.
You know, so it creates the perception that hip-hop is for children. You know, it creates, so you have some mainstream radio stations who have those little things. They say, the kids have theirs, now you have yours.
Now that sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
Sounds very familiar.
That's that adult contemporary station and the hip-hop station that they're referring to.
Right.
So it's like, okay, but wait a minute. What's immature and childish about Fight the Power?
Mm.
What's immature and childish about a genocide, a record called Genocide?
Right.
What's immature about a record about police terrorism?
Right.
You know,
right.
this is what we're dealing with, though. We're dealing with that divide and conquer and so on and so forth. You know, when there was never a time in the history of black music from as far back as you can remember where there was a different music for the adults and a different music for the children.
Right.
You know what I mean? I remember growing up listening to Isaac Hayes because my parents would play it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm listening to Marvin Gaye. These are the songs we were listening to. Stevie Wonder. This is what we were listening to.
Right.
You know, and hip-hop came out of that. We sampled all those records.
Yeah.
You know?
And the funny thing about it, not to cut you off, is I remember when you guys came and performed in Muskegon at the L.C. Walker Arena with J.J. Thad and Kid Rock and N.W.A. And when you guys got off the bus driver sat y'all luggage on the sidewalk, and me and my sister and another friend helped you guys carry your luggage in the hotel because we was trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember coming to Muskegon?
Yeah, I remember coming to Muskegon. Yes, I do. I remember going to a mall. My partner, G-Rock. One of the brothers that was with us, he got locked up that day.
Oh, that's our reputation. Yeah.
He got locked up in the mall because, you know, the police were, like, you know, just following us around. You know, Ice Cube was in the mall with his crew, the lynch mob.
Yeah, right. Too Short.
you know, too short.
Wow.
You know, so it was a lot of commotion.
Wow, know? That's so, the kind of reputation we get. The rappers come to town, we lock them up. But that's bad, man.
That's bad.
I got to get this right here. This is to the prosecutor, to the police. That locked the brothers up, because I know they weren't doing nothing that bad. Hey, Wise Intelligent, we got people calling in. And I know Rob had another question. Do you want to take some phone calls?
We can take a couple calls, and then I'll be out of here. I got another engagement.
Okay, and the website, folks, is wiseintelligent.com is the website, www.wiseintelligent.com, because we got to talk about the website in your book. Caller, you online, you got a question for Wise Intelligent?
Hey, Pete.
Yes.
Peace to the God, Wise Intelligent.
Peace.
Peace, man. This is Anthony Longmire, County Commissioner here in Muskegon. Hey, man, Paul, you got a legend on the phone, brother. I mean, I can't stress it enough, man.
Yeah.
This guy, man. And growing up, like you all were talking about earlier, man, listening to, you know, poor righteous teachers and you know, Intelligent Hoodlum and P.E. and all those guys back in the day, man, you know, the music has changed so much. And I just wanted to ask, Wise Intelligent, has he checked out this documentary called Mafia 21?
Mm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's pretty deep, man. I think, you know, more young people, especially in the hood area, need to check that out and get a grasp on some reality, man, you know.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to, you know, just say what's up to you, brothers. You know, keep it up, man. And I'm going to check out your video here on YouTube in a minute.
Yes.
But before you go, Paul, could you play that Holy Intellect?
Holy Intellect? I got to see if we got it. If I got it, I'll put it on. I'll definitely play it for you. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Longmire, for calling in, man, and being real down there, too.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Take care. All right. Commissioner Longmire, who's also a follower of the nation. And I appreciate him calling in a Wise Intelligent. Now, talk about your website. And the phone lines is ringing. I'm telling you, it's going to be a hard one to get you off the line, because you are a legend and people love your music. And, you know, they thinking about when you came to Muskegon. And we got another caller online. Caller, you live on the beat. You got a question for Wise Intelligent?
No questions, just a statement. PA, this is Mickey Wallace.
Okay, Mickey, how you doing, brother?
I'm calling to say, Wise Intelligent, man, it's wild to even be on the same line with you, man. I'm feeling humble, but I know you're just a man like myself. But nonetheless, I want to give you your props, man, because I follow you on YouTube. I follow, you know, the blogs. I check out your website. And, you know, I'm definitely in awe and definitely under the schooling or the education you put down, both through your lyrics and when you speak publicly. You know, whether it's a public event that's going on, something in politics, or whether it's just the plight of the, of the young men growing up in the urban communities, you know, we watching, man, you know, and I'm a young man myself. We definitely watching, we listening. So I just want to encourage you on this walk, man, to keep doing your thing. You know, you are reaching, you know, the intended crowd, man. You know, you are reaching us, man.
I appreciate you, brother. That's good to know. That's good to know.
All right.
That's one of those things we reflect on often.
So keep doing your thing, man. I'm
going to
keep it locked.
All right. Hey, take care. All right. Wise Intelligence on the phone line from Poor Rochester Teacher. Rob, you want to say something? I know we cut you off earlier.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, and go to the website. If you want to support him, go to the website, and Wise Intelligence, you can easily buy a CD, or you can digitally download it. I know I'm going to get my credit card out, and I got the music. And Rob, you're gonna give me yours too, right?
Your
credit, Coco.
Oh yeah,
I know you got that platinum card.
But you know, I got the prepaid platinum. I ain't got no helicopter like you, PA. I ain't got no helicopter like you.
You
know,
try,
I got to put
Coco
the money on mine. I got that black diamond, but it's prepaid.
You're funny. go to wiseintelligent.com on the right side and download the CD. Purchase the CD. You have your literary works online. Tell us about your works, man, your writings.
Well, this is the first, my first literary offering ever is the book that I'm writing now. Well, that I'm finished writing. It's in editing, and we're going to be going to production real soon. It's called 3/5 NMC, The Manufacturing of a Dumbed Down Rapper. And, it's basically about a lot of things that we've talked about, you know. And my thing is, what manufactures a dumbed down rapper in my opinion, is the system of mainstream propagation of the art. That, you know, mainstream America has always censored honest black expression.
Wow.
They have always put a censor on it, you know. So that, in turn, dumbs down the artist who needs to make a living. He sits back and he's like, you know, if I deliver a Fight the Power record, it's not going to get play.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're looking for a Get Rich or Die Trying record.
Mm.
You know, so I need to deliver this Get Rich or Die Trying record. You know, like when we were coming up, Public Enemy were in the mainstream. So we living in the projects, and we like, you know, okay, I can say what I feel.
Right.
I can say the things that I can truly express myself. I can say burn Hollywood, burn. You know, I can say I can't trust it. I can write these records. I can say to the East blackwards, and I can still be propagated to the level where I can sustain myself.
Right.
You know, but now, you know, today it's not like that. You know, they're not accepting that record. They're not playing that record. You know, they stopped that record from getting from seeing the light of day. So the average artist, you know, in the hood, now they're looking at Jim Jones and they're saying, you know, in order for me to be successful on the radio, I have to write, you know, what Jim Jones write, or I have to write what 50 Cent write, or what Lil Wayne writes, because that's all they're getting. You know, whereas when we were in the forum, that wasn't all you were getting. You know, you could write like Ice Cube, or you can write like Chuck D. You could write like Big Daddy Kane, or you could write like Kool G Rap. You know, it was a lot of different perspectives. You know, but, you know, so that process for me, that one dynamic contributes greatly to the manufacturing of a dumbed down rapper. So a lot of artists are like, you know, hey, if I dumb, Jay-Z said, what did Jay-Z say? He dumbed down his music, and he doubled his dollars or something like that.
Right, right.
You know, it's one of those things, you know.
Right. Wow. Hey, I'm going to ask you, who inspires you, Wise Intelligent? Who is your inspiration, man?
Well, I have a lot of inspirations as far as music. First and foremost, you know, my mother, you know, and then, you know, local artists as well as, you know, a lot of mainstream artists. Afrika Bambaataa is one of my greatest influences and studies. You know, Afrika Bambaataa for me, you know, with the beginning of hip hop and what he did, how he motivated the youth away from gang culture and into the positive attitudes and lifestyles that are now considered, you know, the elements of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he motivated them away from the gang violence and towards positive attitudes and lifestyles, and that in and of itself was a positive youth movement. It was a social movement to raise the quality of life for urban youth, and it's never looked at that way,
right,
by people on the outside, you know. But when you're in it and you know the history, you know that Afrika Bambaataa was a gang member who didn't want to see the violence anymore. He wanted to stop the violence. So he found a way for the youth to express themselves, you know, other than killing each other. And this is why we have the MC battle. Because instead of fighting, let's rap it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Instead of fighting and stabbing and killing each other, let's break dance battle it out.
Right.
Let's DJ battle it out. Let's take the battle there, you know, into an aesthetic expression. And in that, we were able to leave the streets. A lot of us left the streets based on hip-hop, our involvement and engagement with hip-hop. Just like how, you know, I was listening to an interview with Derrick Rose, and he was saying, you know, the streets. He's like, basketball was for me a way to stay out of the streets.
Right, right.
Hip-hop was the same thing.
Right.
You know, hip-hop did the same thing. You know, so Afrika Bambaataa, for me, was one of the greatest activists this country has ever given birth to, or, you know, or seen or had in its presence. Afrika Bambaataa was that guy.
Rob, last question.
How do you feel when you know artists such as yourself and X-Clan and them had to not make the money that these artists are making now and could live on forever, waste their money on blood diamonds and cars that they can't even pronounce and things of that nature. When you guys were coming up, the contracts and stuff were not situated as they are now. How do you feel on that, or do you have any feelings on that?
I mean, I'm glad that the brothers are the ones who are. It's very few, you know. even in gangsterdom, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's still only few, you know, who are getting these type of contracts. You know, we could probably count them on one hand, but it's good that they're getting the money. You know, because you know, one day they might wake up to something really relevant. And you might see him in a city engaging the youth in a positive way, the way Escobar embodied it, and the way that it was intended. You know, the music today is just not serving the people for whence it came. Mm. You know, and that was the intent with Escobar embodied. That's what I get from Escobar embodied, that the art has to serve the people in a positive way. So as far as making the money, yeah, get money, teach kids. That's what we say. Get money, teach kids. You know, get the money, you know, do what you do, but teach the kids, man. And my thing is, I don't want you to stop saying what you're saying either. If that's what you say, that's what you know, do what you do, you know. But what you do on the ground counts. Mm. What you're doing on the ground counts. I mean, Denzel Washington played gangsters all day long, you know, and nobody's ever saying that he's contributing to gangsterdom in the city, you know.
Right.
Nobody ever say that, you know. He's an American gangster. The
right.
First scene in the movie, they dab somebody with alcohol, put fire on him. He's making, he's making a lot of bread. You know, he's making a lot of bread, but ain't nobody saying, you know, Denzel is promoting negative images or whatever. You know, my thing is, you know, just what you do off stage. You know, what are you doing off stage? What are you doing off record? What are you doing when the cameras are off in the video? You know what I mean? Are you in the community engaging the youth? Are you setting up programs? Are you setting up some kind of scholarships? You know, are you trying to link urban programs together from state to city to city? I mean, with your, like, while you're touring, do you visit some kind of youth program, you know, and talk to the people and see what's going on the ground and see how we can elevate the quality of life for urban youth who grew up the same way that most of us grew up as MCs, you know? So my thing is, get the money. You know, there's a lot of ways to make money. You know, I don't mind. You know, the contract things and the differences and all of that, that's just what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, that's just what it is. I mean, get money, teach kids, man.
Right. I got to see about getting you here to do, I know you do lectures, and I want to get you here to talk to the local rappers, the local artists in this community. And so I'm going to put that request and see can we work something out, man, because you gave us an hour and a half of your time, and I know you're busy. You with your son, and we could talk. Keep talking to you. But I want to bring you in when the book come out, because you're talking about the dumbing down of a rapper. There's some image that'll pop up in my head. I'm not gonna say the name. There's an image pop in my head, and it's funny when you think about the dumbing down rapper. But brother, we got to get you back up here, and I guarantee you're not going to jail. Okay, it ain't gonna be that kind of crap that the other rappers went to.
Yeah.
you'll be with me. You're good. In closing, anything else you want to say to our audience on Wise Intelligent?
Yeah, I mean, just understand that that hip hop is not only what you hear on mainstream, and understand that mainstream radio and video is a very controlled environment. They control what get played and what doesn't get played. And they're not playing it because you want to hear it per se. They're playing it 30 times a day until you want to hear it.
Mm.
They're making you hear it. They're not supplying a demand. They're creating a demand and then they're supplying it. It's just like drug dealing. You know, understand. When, you know, one time in my neighborhood, everybody was selling marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then no marijuana smoker come out the house one day and say, could y'all please start selling crack? You know, nobody in the neighborhood came and said, we would rather smoke crack instead of marijuana.
Right.
You know, but what happened was, you know, the crack dealer came and he sampled his product. He sampled it. He gave it away for free. Mm-hmm. Gave it away. In other mm-hmm. words, he played it 30 times a day.
Yeah.
until you started liking it. And that's mm-hmm. what happens with us with main. That's the power of mainstream mediums. When something is played 30 times a day, you know, it's going to stick in your head.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stick in your head, and you're going to find yourself repeating the lyrics to a song that you originally did not like.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and that's what happens to you. That's how they make you like these records. That's how they make you request these records. You know, and so understand the power of mainstream and what it does. You know, and that what you're hearing on radio is not necessarily what's hot. It's what you've come to like. It's what you've become familiar with because it's all they play. Mm. You understand?
Right.
So, you know, it's just what it is. If McDonald's only sold Big Macs, you wouldn't know anything about a fish fillet or anything else.
Right.
So, wow.
Deep.
So, you know, understand that hip-hop is what we make it, not what mainstream corporations make it. You know, hip-hop is taking place not just on mainstream radio. It's taking place in venues. It's taking place on the Internet. It's taking place in other countries. It's taking place all over the place, all over, you know?
Right.
And it's hot and fresh and dope, and it's as ill and relevant as it always has been. You know, mainstream change, not hip-hop.
Wow. Promise me you're going to be back on radio with us, man. We got to get you back, brother. All right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just give us a holler.
All right.
You know, hit that website up, wiseintelligent.com. Twitter.com/wiseintelligent. You can cop the CD from off my website. There's links all over it to cop the CD or the digital download, however you prefer it.
Right.
Or you can just go directly to CD Baby, put in Wise Intelligent. You know, it'll be in your neighborhood in a minute. It'll be in your local record stores in a week or two. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, man. God bless you. I'm playing Africa Bambaataa. Since you mentioned it, I'm going out with him, man, for this interview. Thanks for giving us an hour and a half of your time, and God bless you, brother. Take care, okay?
God bless you. Peace.
All right. All right. Wow. Man. Blown away.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. We're going to have this interview up on the website, if you missed it. Wise Intelligent. From the Poor Righteous Teachers. Now, those are the kind of folks you need to have in front of the camera, not Waka
yes,
Flocka.
That's right. That's right.
The little
ones. That's right.
Articulate, intelligent, intellectual.
And I love when he said, here you go, bragging about you got 2 kilos of cocaine coming on the boat and you can't even push your own
CD.
Out of a box.
Rob fell off the chair.
Because it's the truth.
It's the truth, though.
I've been trying to say that these people want record deals so they can have their music distributed.
Right.
Yeah.
But you talking about you got bricks and all white brick this, all white brick that.
Yeah.
And you can't even sell a CD your doggone self.
The truck of the car.
That was so funny.
That was.
Wow.
And you got to make a sound bite out of that one, brother.
Man. The brother's deep. Thank you. That is real throwback right there.
That's throwback.
Poor Righteous Teachers. Be right back after the jams.
It's The Drive.